Ireland's largest mosque will not reopen for Friday prayers today. The Islamic Cultural Centre in Clonskee in Dublin has been closed to the public after an incident at the weekend. Our reporter Joan O'Sullivan has been following the story. Joan, at this stage, what more is known about what led to this closure?
Look, there has been a high degree of uncertainty and confusion surrounding the closure of the Islamic Centre here in Clonskee. And today we did get some more clarity because a statement was released on behalf of the centre, and they explained that it had been closed as a preventative measure to ensure the safety, security of the property, staff, children and members of the public. And it said this all stemmed from an incident last Saturday when the board had scheduled a meeting for the parents of children enrolled at the Quranic school to discuss school-related matters. However, it said attempts were made to disrupt that meeting and to transform it into an open community gathering at what it described as an incorrect venue. Now, earlier I spoke to Dr. Ali Salim. He's manager of media affairs with the centre, and he explained in more detail what happened at that meeting.
Actually, it's a very sad day to see. Today is Friday and the place is shut down, as you see, but I understand that this is due to unexpected and unprecedented events that took place in the meeting last Saturday. A member of the board flew from Dubai to here, and his plan was to have a meeting with the parents to talk to them about his concerns. It turned out to be that a large number of people came to the meeting and they disrupted the meeting. But as a result of what happened in that meeting, and because of the information that some people were calling for a demonstration, I think the management was left with no other option but closing the place. This is a temporary closure. Very soon it will be open and back to normal.
Ali Salim, Joan, you've also been speaking to members of the community. What have they been saying to you?
Well, just to also add that Dr. Salim said that the ICCI will remain closed as it undertakes a full review of its security posture, and that in the meantime, the board is going to conduct a comprehensive audit to address and remedy what it said was legal, financial and governance issues that it had inherited. Now, the community here, the word seems to have gotten out to many people that the mosque was going to remain closed. So we didn't see large numbers of people arriving here for Friday prayers who live locally. And they expressed just their sadness that the mosque wasn't open for Friday prayers. And they described that it was as much a community gathering as it was a religious event for people living locally in Dublin. And they were really expressing the hope that it would reopen. There's also been a more formal reaction from the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council. They've released a statement in the last hour or so saying that the Islamic Cultural Centre had been stifled by a lack of vision, which prevented it from reaching its full potential. And it says that this moment must now be a turning point to help transparency, unity, modernisation and the empowerment of youth, and said it stood ready to assist with that process.
Just finally, Joan, the centre in Clonskee, as people may know, it also houses a school. Now, ordinarily, that school would be due to reopen on Monday. Do we know if the reopening is going to go ahead?
Yes, I did ask Dr. Salim that question. He said, as of now, it's understood that the school will be open for business as normal on Monday.
Joan, thank you very much. Our reporter Joan O'Sullivan reporting there from the mosque in Clonskee in Dublin.